And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Sometimes I wonder what crazy bills to look forward to coming out of Raleigh, but then I realize the inmates have been released. Now, all we have to worry about is our puppet governor signing any of these bad bills. Since taking control of the governorship and tightening their control of the state legislature in 2012, Republicans have turned North Carolina into a prime example of destruction that occurs when the GOP has complete power in any state. Over the past 7 months, conservatives have made efforts to enact extreme right-wing policies that have turned the state into a national laughingstock and one of the worst states to live. Here is just a few of the many ways Republicans have harmed North Carolina. Voter suppression laws. In one giant bill, North Carolina Republicans are punishing families of the college students who vote out of state, slashed early voting from 7 to 10 days, eliminates same-day voter registration, requires a photo ID that can't be a student ID, public assistance ID, or even a public employee ID. This will disenfranchise women, the elderly, young, poor, and minorities. Anti-abortion laws. North Carolina Republicans are so obsessed with abortions that they just passed a series of measures within a completely unrelated motorcycle safety bill that will close all but one abortion clinic in our state. Forces teachers to lie to seventh graders that abortion causes miscarriage and premature births later on in life. Bars state health insurance exchanges from covering abortion under Obamacare and strips public employees from being able to cover abortion through their own plans. Is it safe to say that North Carolina has become the most backward state in the nation and the Republican Party is squarely to blame, proving that state elections are just as important as national elections? But don't worry, our governor has it all covered. Just let him eat cookies. And this is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.